We got good news yesterday. In spite of the crazy Sunday weather we had, we still had some baseball and softball games to talk about from yesterday. And we begin with Andrian in prep baseball, and the defending state champions of Class 3A pulled off an 8-3 win over Kankakee Valley. The 59ers broke the game open with a 5-run sixth inning. Couch wins over Morgan Township 6-2. Cole Deerdorf homered and doubled for the Mustangs. We owe you softball in a few minutes, but first, let's go Major League Baseball and the Cubs, who blasted Miami last night.
On walks. That's through the left side, a base hit. One run's going to score. Hayward on his way home. Up to second is Bodie. His changeup, center cut, stays up at the belt. That is where it would be vulnerable. Bodie hammers it to left.
Bodie and Jose Contreras both drove in 3 runs, and Yu Darvish got his first win of the season as the Cubs beat Miami 7-2. And to make it a perfect Chicago baseball Monday, the White Sox knocked off Kansas City 5-4. Now, on the girls' softball yesterday, Lowell beat Andrian 6-1. Sydney Seidenthoff homered for Lowell. Wheeler gets a win over Whiting 17-2. The Bearcats scored 15 runs in the first 3 innings. Washington Township over Hebron 9-5. Kankakee Valley beat Portage 13-12. Carly Basham bashed a home run, sorry for the pun, for the Cougars. And Bishop Lowell was an 8-7 winner over River Forest. Kaylee Zonar went deep for the Warriors. And it's closed with prep basketball and Valparaiso's Brandon Newman, who was named AP All-State First Team for the boys. Emma and Sophia Nolan of Michigan City Marquette Catholic were named Second Team All-State for the girls. Michigan City's Hannah Novorosky made Third Team All-State for the ladies as well. Congratulations to all of the above. And a big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school baseball and softball numbers and Fox Sports Miami with the Cub highlights. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.